In fact, now is as good as any time. We are joined by the head football coach at UCLA. He was named head coach in November. He was 46-7 in four seasons at Oregon. He led the Ducks to three conference titles and a spot in the BCS National Championship game. UCLA is coming off a 6-7 season. They open up this year against Cincinnati, and that's on September 1st. We are joined by Bruins head coach Chip Kelly. Chip, it is great to have you on. How are you?
Romy, what's up? How are you?
Chip, it's been a minute since you and I have spoken. I got to ask Chip.
It has been.
My man. Chip, how is life? How does it feel to be the head coach at UCLA?
It's awesome. Great place to live. Unbelievable school. So we're excited to be here.
Good. All right, so you're about 5 weeks away from the season opener against Cincinnati. What kind of thoughts do you have about that? For instance, are you fired up and do you want to get right to it, or does it feel like it's incredibly close and you'd like to have a little more time?
No, I think the big thing for us is we just want to get started with practice. So, you know, with the rules in college football, we had spring practice. The last time we were on the field with our players was April 21st. We're also an extremely young team, so we'll have a bunch of new faces that we haven't had the opportunity to be on the field with yet. So we're just excited about starting practice next Friday.
UCLA head coach Chip Kelly joining us. You know, Chip, on that topic of practice, you've always been known for your practices and the pace and the tempo, but that's something that can take players a little time to get used to. How was the spring in that regard? Was it the tempo that you'd like, or is it still something you're building towards?
It's still a work in progress. You know, we're just trying to be efficient with our time on the field and get as much as we can out of a training session, you know, to maximize well what when we're on the field and what we can get accomplished. So our numbers were down a little bit in the spring because we didn't have the full squad with us, you know, obviously with graduations and guys going on to the NFL. So I think it'll look a little bit differently and be a little bit more efficient now that we've had this group of young guys coming in and we got a bunch of them. So it'll really help from a numbers standpoint.
UCLA head coach Chip Kelly, my guest. No, Chip, you go back to November. You essentially had your choice of every head coaching job that was available. So what was it about UCLA that made you feel like that was the right spot for you?
I just, you know, really enjoyed my visit with Chancellor Block and Dan Guerrero and what their values and visions for the university was. And I'd always admired the school, you know, when I was at Oregon. You know, I think everybody in the world knows, you know, it's the most applied to school in the world, you know, so there's got to be a reason that it's that popular. So, you know, just wanted to be a part of it and see if we can get this football thing going.
Hey, Chip, it is that. I've got a junior in high school right now, and we're looking at colleges. UCLA is the most applied to school in the world right now. It's a very tough school to get into. Chip Kelly, my guest. You know, Chip, you had a great thing going at Oregon, but one of the things that you talked about is, quote, people say, well, you stay in this position because it's comfortable for you, but being comfortable really is not a lot of fun, to be honest with you, quote, unquote. It seems almost counterintuitive, right, to say that being comfortable isn't fun. Can you break that down for me? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I don't think you're growing, you know, if you're just always comfortable and doing the same things all the time. So I think part of you getting better on a daily basis is getting out of your comfort zone, you know, so I made a big leap last year when I actually got into the media side and saw what you guys do. So that was definitely out of my comfort zone, but it was fun and it was a great experience. And now I'm looking forward to a new experience.
I was going
to
say, Chip, what was that like, the year away from coaching? Like, what was it like to be away from it for a year? And then what was it like being in the media? I thought you did a really nice job. What was it like to be in the media?
I enjoyed it. And I think like anything that I've learned, it's about the people that you're around. So I had an opportunity to work with some unbelievable people. It was a lot more work than I think the everyday person on the street knows. As you know, in the profession, you know, you probably spend about 80 hours of prep for 80 seconds of talking. And, you know, you always want to be prepared. And so, I've got a little better understanding and admire the people in your profession.
Spending some time with Chip Kelly, head coach at UCLA. I mean, Chip, being an analyst is a nice gig, and as I mentioned, you were very good at it. A lot of coaches say when you do that, you never lose a game. But at the same time, when you're an analyst, you never win a game either. Did you miss the pressure and the buzz that comes along from coaching? And then how excited are you to be back in that grind?
Yeah, and then that's the fun part. You know, I agree with you when they say, you know, you never lose a game, but you also never win a game. And there's nothing like that feeling when, you know, a group of people can all come together, put a plan together, and go out and execute it and see the fruits of your labor, you know, express itself on the field of play. And to do that, that's the great thing about football because there's so many people that are involved in in the game. You know, it's not a singular sport. It's not where one person is dominant. It takes everything. It takes offense, defense, special teams, the coaches, the trainers, the doctors, the strength coaches, everybody, you know, all pulling in the same direction. And then when you do have an opportunity to share in that feeling after game, there's nothing like it.
UCLA coach Chip Kelly joins me for a couple of more moments. You know, Chip, when you look around the college football landscape, I wonder how different is the game now than even when you first took over as a college head coach?
I said this before, but when I took over as a head coach, there were only a couple spread teams and one team that had shiny helmets. And now it seems like everybody's a spread team and everybody's got shiny helmets. So it's changed, and it's good. It's fun. I think people enjoy that style of football, and it's interesting. It's always cool to see kind of what's next.
Chip, I got to ask you about Scott Frost. He was one of your former assistants, and he had such a great run at UCF. He's now at Nebraska. Yeah. What did you see in him back in the day that made you feel like he had potential as a coach?
He's just really smart, and then he's got great interpersonal skills. So I met him actually recruiting. He was recruiting for Northern Iowa when I was an assistant at Oregon, and I think I ran into him in high school. And we just were talking and kind of hit it off. And then when I got an opportunity at Oregon to become a head coach, he was obviously somebody that I always had kept in the back of my mind that I'd like to, you know, try to see if I can work with him someday. So what he did at Central Florida and what he will do at Nebraska may be surprising to other people, but it's not surprising to me. I knew he was going to be a rock star in this profession.
And then, Chip, finally, Bruins fans can't get enough. So let me ask you this. When you look at what you're doing right now and the progress you've made since you got there, does this feel like something that can turn around in a hurry, or is it going to take a little bit of time to get things rolling the way you'd like?
We don't put any time limits or limitations on anything. I think sometimes you just let it develop organically, you know, and for us, it's when the next chance we get a chance to get on the field with them, and then that next Friday. So let's not think about or worry about things that I'm not into the prediction part of anything. It's just how do we get better, you know, and really baby steps on a daily basis. So we look at it very micro instead of macro.
Well, I know you're anxious to get back on the field next Friday. He's the head football coach at UCLA. He was named head coach in November, and UCLA does open up against Cincinnati on September 1st. Chip, it is great to have you back in the jungle. Nice to have you in town. Nice to have you back in the jungle, and I hope you and I can talk again soon.
All right, Romy. Good talking to you.
You too, Chip. Great to have you back. Chip Kelly joining us here in the jungle. Head football coach at UCLA. Bruins fans, what a great hire. So he's back in the college game and anxious, clearly anxious to get on the practice field and get some work in. Bruins fans, 1-800-636-8686. It had been a minute since I had Chip on the program. Nice to have him back.